This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
What up, everybody? Welcome to Disney News Weekly. Today, we're talking about Hocus Pocus, we're talking about Pirates of the Caribbean 6, and we're talking about Retro Disneyland. Let's go!
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
What up, yo? It's Disney Movie. Oh, excuse me. No, it's not.
The intro messes you up every time.
It messes me up because sometimes
you're fired,
we
Leo.
End it right before. Yeah, you know what? I am fired. Disney News Weekly. Hey, everybody. How's it going? We got some Disney news this week. It's true that we do. What's up to the chat? Thank you all for coming and hanging out with us. I saw some of you scooting in by the hair of your chinny chin tweets. Thank you for coming in here. We got some new people in the room. We got Gabe DL. Thanks for joining us. And then, of course, Angie Amezqua coming in on my tweet. I appreciate that. But then we've got some of the regulars. Also, Allison Scott, what up? We see you, girl. We've got Misty Schindel. Hopefully I'm saying that right. We've got FN2589, some sort of stormtrooper action going on there.
Finn.
Max Mora. Finn, yeah, Finn. Emily Saunders, the girl, the one, the only. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We always appreciate your company. We always appreciate your love. And we always appreciate your Disney fandom. We got some news today.
Oh, yeah.
So much
But before
news.
We get to the news, I have a real serious question. Why are you wearing Harry Potter glasses?
Rude.
I didn't want to ask you
Rude.
Earlier. I wanted to save it for this
These are
moment.
Scrooge McDuck glasses.
Scrooge McDuck!
They're
amazing glasses.
His glasses are little.
They're literally from my Scrooge McDuck Disney bound.
Well, that doesn't make them Scrooge McDuck
yes,
glasses.
It does.
That means you use them for Scrooge McDuck bound.
They work for a lot of things. I also was going to use them for my Disney bound of the turtle in Main Street Electrical Parade that I never did.
Turtle. You could do Michael from...
Michael from Peter Pan.
Peter Pan. What's the girl from the Goofy movie with the big glasses?
Stacy.
Could have been Stacy.
They're purple, but yeah.
Same. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's Sarah and Keaton, everybody.
That's Leo.
You guys, this is Leo's show and Leo's world. We're just living
yeah.
in it.
Well, I didn't say what up. I'm Leo Camacho. I didn't do any intros because I feel like we're all family at this point, but that is my bad. Of course, I'm Leo Camacho. We've got Sarah Sterling over here on the mic, repping 1212 from the mean streets of Santa Monica. And we've got Keaton Marquis, the glamorous, the star of the silver screen, the future Emmy Award winning actress.
Wow.
Yeah,
Leo,
I believe
going,
in you.
Leo.
My hopes are high for you.
I really like that we're repping the Who's It's and What's It's.
Yeah, we brought Who's It's out today.
Who's It's? What?
You're in theme. You're in Pixar clothes. Yeah. That's pretty good.
It's all cool.
Which is, by the way, I think that's my shirt.
Howdy.
No. This is my shirt.
Scrooge McDuck's shirt.
I tried to show my nephews DuckTales, and they were not into it.
They were not into the new one?
No.
It's so good, though.
I know.
For kids of all ages and
family.
They were
a little skewed.
Skewed. It is pretty adult.
They were a little skewed.
It's like really kind of adult minded with like childish themes, which I kind of like. Yeah. You know,
like I was
fun.
Like, duh, that's like you in a nutshell.
That's
adult
me.
Minded with childish themes.
That's totally.
That's like that's
you know,
that's how
bio.
We can pitch like Leo to everybody.
It's so funny because I had to write a bio for myself
yeah,
or something.
Say that.
I'm just gonna say that. Like that's so good, Keaton coming in strong. See what I mean? Start the silver screen, Keaton Marquis. See your name.
Someday
on the
Leo will write me a check.
Your name is Marquis. Like, have you always thought, I'm going to see my name on a marquee?
I'm going to see my name in lights. No one's going to stop me. You'll see.
Nickelodeon.
I will go far.
First of all, I made the mistake of saying that. My bad. Second of all, no Nickelodeon allowed. Everybody knows that. Allison Scott in the chat saying, I can't get into the new DuckTales.
I will say, I watched the pilot with them. The pilot is pretty boring. And
boring.
I thought so at the time, and I thought so again yesterday, but then every episode after is really good.
Yeah, the pilot is a little sluggish, but it really picks up around, like, episode 3 or 4. That's when it really kind of figures itself out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it has just the right amount of nostalgia, which is what I really like about it. But it's also just really, really well written. It's, like, really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And the jokes are, I don't know, they're great. But, yeah, you guys want to know about Christopher Robin? Well, hold on.
I'm
not there yet.
I'm going to see it tomorrow, so no spoilers.
Date nights. Okay. No
Date
spoilers.
Night tomorrow night. Yep.
Let's just jump into the news. What do you say?
News. What's on the news?
Since when have we been using that?
What's in the news?
What? Is that a thing?
Yes. Have you not ever watched SNL?
SNL. When Vanessa Bayer is like the little girl who does the news on Weekend Update, she's like,
news, what's in the news?
You're so good.
You have a really good Vanessa Bayer. News. I'm like very impressed.
I'm impressed.
Oh my God,
with
let's
you
talk
too.
About Disney, please.
Saturday Night Live is Disney.
That was that.
I know. Hocus Pocus 25th Anniversary Blu-ray coming soon.
Yeah.
What else you got for me?
You know,
it's the 25th anniversary of Hocus Pocus. Hocus Pocus.
Doesn't that make you feel old? That makes me feel old.
Hocus Pocus?
It's only slightly older than me, so it doesn't make me feel that old, I guess.
What a spell on you. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of cool. I feel like anything coming to Blu-ray doesn't affect me because I don't really buy hard.
Yeah,
oh, wait. You're telling me that the DVD cover. You're telling me that the DVD box that it comes in is
the book.
The book.
Okay, listen. Hocus Pocus 25th anniversary Blu-ray release is September 4th. What's funny, everyone should remember, is that Hocus Pocus was a summer release. It was not a Halloween release when it was originally released. Ha 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 ha.
What?
There's a standard edition, and then there's a Target exclusive that has a different cover, and it also has a 40-page book taking a look behind the scenes of the film. And
it's written in virgin blood.
But in this version, this version's at Target. But the best version, says Slash Film, comes from Best Buy because it's a steel bookcase, which has been designed to look like the Spellbook book.
Dude, can you imagine being Target?
Ooh.
You're like, ours isn't as good. Like, if you buy something from Target and then that person finds out, oh, you didn't get the Best Buy one, it's like way better. They're like, oh.
It's $29.99. That's not even bad.
It's not really that bad.
No,
go ahead.
And then also, they're releasing Funko Pops for the Sanderson sisters.
Oh, I want them all.
You can get a 3-pack or you can buy them individually.
I want a 3-pack.
They're going to be available at Spirit Halloween.
Ugh, they're
them,
so
them
great.
Funko Pops.
And other stores.
I'm surprised that there hasn't been Funkos of them yet. You know what I mean? You think they'll do like a Thackeray Binks or like Ed Billy. I wonder if I saying Ed
Go back
Billy.
To the Funkos. What's really funny is like, yeah, normally they don't have mouths. They give Winifred the little mouth, but
yeah,
they also gave
to.
Sarah the little
mole.
Just like,
they, but what's the other ones? What's the
Mary.
Mary. Why didn't they give her like the crooked mouth? That's like her trademark.
Yeah, it is. If the little mole kind of looks like her little face, Winifred's her little good. Mouth just going,
oh, like this.
Ew.
This is my Funko face.
Like Angelica's mom on Nickelodeon.
Is she?
Yes.
How many? How many Funkos have mouths? Like excluding mouths, like Venom that are like.
How
crazy.
Many Funkos have mouths?
Go chat. Go.
Why did
it
you
out.
Mock me? That's probably a legit Googleable thing.
I just love that. Like they one is on a broom, one's on a mop, and one's on a vacuum cleaner. Yeah. It's great.
Super Iron Halo is saying, I still use hard copies, like, when I buy video games. Well, video games are different. Unless you're like me and you play on PC, then you don't have hard copies, only if you play on console. But, like, yeah, I mean, I've never been much of a movie collector because I don't, like, first of all, you don't need to anymore.
So it's called KonMari. Just get, you
KonMari?
KonMari is when you declutter.
Declutter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to become, like, more of a minimalist.
Yeah.
Like, not as much nerdy crap on my shelves because we have too many toys. You are the cluttery one.
He's decided, but he's not, like, gotten rid of anything. This is news to me.
I didn't get rid
of
anything.
Ask Leo how many costumes he has.
Well, that's different.
That's different.
That's work.
But we do have too many tchotchkes.
We do, but I try not to bring tchotchkes in. I haven't gotten rid of many, but it doesn't mean that I'm not. I'm stuck in my intake. That was the box. We have a box in our living room that we put stuff that we don't want. We have a giveaway box.
Welcome.
When people come to our house, we have a box at the entrance. With all, like, you know, like, random things we get.
Whoa,
cons.
Time out. I was at your house last week. I did not see said giveaway
Sorry,
box.
It was there.
Sorry, it was
I'm
there.
Very
it
hurt
it
right now.
We had a bachelor night at our, like, watching The Bachelor.
A bachelor night.
A bachelorette night. And yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't think of it because there were so many people there. But it's like, you know, like, things like I did a brand deal with Star Wars and I got a bunch of lightsabers. So I had, like, little lightsaber toys or, like, you know, like a Rey blanket or, like, The Incredibles. Action figure sets that they gave us when we went to Pixar, like things like that we're not going to display.
Yeah.
We put them in a box and either our friends take it for their kids or we'll donate them.
We put it in a box and we put that
over.
Box in another box.
But that's why
we
I don't
put that box
it's
in
just like you buy things
box.
It's like Russian dolls.
It's
then I
you know what
with a hammer.
Just give to people who will really appreciate it.
Yeah, that's
you guys
that's
get a lot of love. That's really nice of you guys to do that.
It's just like if we kept everything we wouldn't have any.
We already don't have any room.
We don't.
We just bought a third dresser.
I have a rule. It has to have a story. It has to have like meaning, like a real meaning behind it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry. Hocus Pocus has meaning, though. I remember, to this day, it's still one of the best Halloween movies of all time.
I think it is the best Halloween movie because it's a Halloween movie that kids can enjoy.
Also,
as
the
well.
Neighborhood that they trick or treat in is like what I want every neighborhood to look like on Halloween. It's like the perfect Halloween neighborhood.
Yes.
In Oregon, apparently, they really do look like that, though.
Like, that was in Oregon?
Yeah, that was in Oregon.
I thought that was supposed to take place in like Massachusetts.
Oh, it's in Massachusetts, not Oregon. You're right. I was thinking Salem, Oregon, not Salem, Massachusetts. My bad.
I don't think it takes place in Salem.
It doesn't take place in Salem.
But still, that's where my
they
brain
moved
was
from
at.
California to Massachusetts.
Guys, I'm telling you my brain correlations.
Yeah, well, I don't think you've really seen it.
I haven't. No,
have you ever even, like, seen Hocus Pocus?
Of course, I've seen it many, many times.
Have you ever read a book?
Have you ever? Hey, Tony.
Why don't you read a book?
Have you ever read a book?
I read a book.
One time. Stop buying dressers. Oh, someone's been watching your stories.
I literally said it on the stream. We just bought a third dresser. I just said it just
stop.
Now.
Someone's been watching your story on this show.
Sometimes we need dressers, guys.
Anyways, let's get out of Hocus Pocus land. Are you going to buy this?
No, because we don't buy anything.
I know.
Oh,
Keenan, are you going to buy it?
What am I going to? No,
Piocus,
I don't.
Piocus.
No, I need to declutter. I don't need to clutter. And also,
when you have a DVD wall, it takes up, like, a huge part of your house.
It's huge.
Just buy the Apple iTunes store.
It is cool that you get the book with it, though. That is pretty cool.
But you I'd rather just buy a replica of the book and then do a really awesome cosplay of one of the Sanderson sisters.
That's also true. Or you can go to fanflare.com and you can buy the Hocus Pocus patch, book patch.
Ooh. See? You could do that, too. I really want to get this is another for who's it and what's it's the black flame candle shirt.
We also have a black flame candle pin.
Get yours today for the Halloween spirit. Be the first on your block to meet his eye.
What did you just say? What's next, guys? What's next? Prince Ali, fabulous, Ali Ababa.
Get your black flame candle today from okay, so the next thing we have, Disney developing Pirates of the Caribbean.
You gonna be in it?
Yeah, Leo. Have you auditioned yet? Have they called you?
I'm under NDA. I'm not allowed to talk about this movie. But Pirate Babies are coming to the movie screen.
I'm so excited for Pirate Babies.
Pirate Babies. Hopefully they just like do that. Dude, I said do. Hopefully they do indeed make it a Pirates Babies. And what I mean by that, if you saw Pirates 5, spoilers, you should go watch it. It's like kind of wrangles in a new generation of future pirates.
Pirate Babies. Do you think Johnny Depp will be in
it again? They'll steal some stuff from you.
There's no, like, info on this except for that your boy, Joaquin Ronning, is going to probably direct it again.
My boy.
After he's done with Maleficent 2. And, the last movie hinted that Elizabeth's returning. Bill Nye said that he would love to return.
Yeah, because
Bill Nye, really? Well, I mean, they do allude to that at the end of 5. Spoiler alert.
Yeah,
he's just said that he would love to return.
But you know what it all depends on? It all depends on Parisa. Parisa.
What?
You know, like that's how he talks, and he says price.
Yeah. Yes, he mostly like pops and
he says his S is like sa.
And then this article from Screen Rant is like, will they even have Johnny Depp in it? Who knows?
Will they even?
The last one really seemed like
he's
passing the torch.
Yeah, I think he'll be in it like to some capacity. Sort of. I mean, I guess you can sort of compare it to how Barbossa was in the last one. Like he's in it, but he's not like a main character. He's like a passing character who kind of helps someone out.
He was huge in the last most recent one.
Oh, no, I'm
the
sorry.
The whole arc
I'm sorry.
Followed
you're right.
him.
You're right.
Really?
Wait, no, but
Jack was really not even in
Jack was barely in it.
No, I'm thinking of
the
4.
Whole story was about Barbossa.
4. He was barely in 4. Was he in 4?
I haven't seen 4.
Maybe that I'm thinking
incorrectly. I never saw 4 either.
That was with Penelope Cruz,
anyway.
Right?
Yeah. Anyways, or maybe more like Tia Dalma in 2. Like, he's in a couple of scenes, and he guides them and gives them, like, information in his silly sort of Jack Sparrow way. And then they just...
I bet you they're going to bring the Red Lady in.
Ooh,
Red.
Yeah. Red, hi, I'm here. What's up?
He will. Johnny Depp will definitely be back. He loves being Jack Sparrow. It's one of the most iconic film characters of all time, and definitely of our generation.
It's not whether or not he wants to do it. It's whether or not Disney wants to do.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they do. I mean, they had him in this one. You know?
This is the thing.
He's been hitting people on set lately.
Barbossa wasn't 4. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, yeah,
4
Disney,
was not
Disney,
the best.
Threw down the hammer with they're starting to get a little strict with messing up.
Yeah, I guess you can say they're quick on the draw with their gun.
I wasn't going to say it, but sure, Leo.
I was making an analogy.
Anyway, Brendan Thwaites.
Brenton Thwaites.
Maybe.
A.K.A. the new Robin from Titans.
If he can get away from Titans.
Which I don't think will last very long.
Is it?
It's being very ill-received. That trailer was one of the worst trailers I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, when Robin says what Robin said...
Yeah, well, like, that is, like, that was, like, the cherry on the melting, self-imploding, flan-in-the-cupboard cake. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not looking good. But, Brenton, congrats on your career, bro. It's a good move. It's not your fault that it was poorly written and that the editing was poor and that the sound effects were just stock YouTube sound effects. It's not your fault, man. But you look dope in the suit. Everybody's talking about it. But hopefully the Pirates franchise is revivable and they do sort of make it kind of cool again for new generation instead of like, are they still making those? Because that's kind of how people look at them. I love them.
Once you have six,
I think there's been it's enough. It's like the Fast and the Furious franchise. I'm like, I'm really
round
over
it
you.
Out at five. Yeah. It's fine.
For those of but you asking in the chat, Titans is the Teen Titans live action dark drama.
Dark!
From DC Comics. Not Marvel, not Disney, sorry. But Brenton. Yeah. Anyways.
What's next?
Yeah, Robin kills people in it. That's not very Robin-like. But, you know, when you feel sad, just remember, dreams come true. Is returning to Disneyland.
I knew you were going to do that. I knew he was going to
hey,
do that.
You know me. Sarah.
All right, so the thing with this is that Pixar Fest ends on September 3rd.
Bye, nope. Pixar Fest.
Wait, yes, September 3rd it ends, and we've had the Pixar fireworks for the whole summer.
They were awesome.
And now we have this weird awkward space between Pixar Fest ending and Christmas. And
so
the fireworks for Halloween are only for the Halloween parties. So we have this interim period where people believe, remember, dreams come true, we'll just be coming back.
Which one is
weekends
that?
Only.
Which is? Is that it?
No.
Which one's dreams come true? Exactly.
It's the one with all of the rides.
All the rides?
Where it's like, yeah.
Oh.
Now making a grand circle tour around the Magic Kingdom. And then it's like.
Yeah. The fireworks show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking it was a parade, sorry.
No. And then it's like. Dun, 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 dun. And then it's like.
Yeah, and then like. Dun, and then the Haunted Mansion has. Dun, dun, and it does the fireworks around you. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
I think that's
that was a fun one, actually. All right, that's kind of it, though, right? There's no other additional news. It's just bringing it back to filler. It's filler episodes.
It's a good one.
Nutcracker?
Oh, Nutcracker?
Not
yeah, we
yet.
Can.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, we can do it now if you want. God.
Yeah, we can talk about Nutcracker. What you want to say, girl?
We have a trailer, too. It dropped last night at, like, midnight.
Okay.
Well, Here it is.
Harry was part of all of us. But Christmas comes. We must do our best to enjoy it.
I don't want to enjoy anything right now.
Yeah,
I
wish not
that way. That's Mr. Darcy.
Oh, it's.
But that I just like that they're using No Doubt.
Jin. That was Jin. Jin's in it.
I ever knew.
From Rogue One.
And there was never any doubt when I asked what our greatest creation was.
Yeah, it's perpetual winter time.
Who's Jin Erso?
Like, she was in
from Rogue One. She's
in it. I know, but who's she?
She's her, not that's her. Her. No,
that's not her. Your mother created our world. I was a maid on the fish.
Her voice is terrifying.
Weird. Your mother created our world. She was our queen.
At your service, Princess Clara.
Princess.
Yeah.
The future of the realms lies with you.
You went to a magic world. What else? Come on.
Be careful who you trust.
I've been expecting you.
Mother Ginger.
Just Mother Ginger wants to rule the realms.
Who plays Mother Ginger?
Freaking,
I'm going to fix it. Can you help me?
It's time to save.
I'm blanking on her name. One of the famous old ladies. What's her name?
It's cool that there's actually ballet in it.
A
Wrinkle in Nutcracker. Solid,
exactly
solid one,
Allison is.
Scott. Nice work.
Helen Mirren.
Wow. She was unrecognizable.
Alice in Wonderland Nutcracker in Time. Yeah, basically.
I don't think this is going to be good. I think it's going to have a really tough time transitioning from ballet too. I mean, I love the Macaulay Culkin version, and I've been in the Nutcracker so many times growing up. I just don't know how you can, I don't know.
I think it's
just
neat.
Is going to go too weird. I think it's going to go
think
too
you're
weird.
Right. I think it is too weird. I think it's a neat idea. I think the execution is a little bit, you know, it's too, oh, we already know what this is. You know, like, it is very Wrinkle in Time. It is very Alice in Wonderland. It's already kind of following that recipe. Like, it's just an extreme version. It's kind of dark, and the costumes are not what you would think. They're a little weirder, but it's still traditional, and we're going to use songs, but we're going to change the tempo. You know, like, Just a Girl. And you're like, all right.
And we're going to have prima ballerinas in it, too.
I mean, that's kind of
cool. Actors,
it's like The Greatest Showman. It's like the same, you know?
I think they
should do.
Greatest Showman was wonderful. Shut your mouth.
Greatest Showman was beautiful trash.
Beautiful trash.
And it makes me cry. It is beautiful. That's a great way to describe Greatest Showman. It's beautiful trash.
Whatever.
I mean, it's fine. If you like the Nutcracker, I got a text message today. Someone was like so excited about it. Like, you excited about it? And I'm like, I don't know anything about the Nutcracker, but.
You never did ballet? Oh, no.
No. Regrettably.
No.
It would have been great to be a ballet dancer. Are you kidding me? That flexibility, that agility, that grace, that splendor.
I was a ballet dancer.
What?
There's going to be hip-hop dancers, man.
I want to be a hip-hop dancer, too. I want to be a ballet hip-hop dancer. That's what I want to be for Christmas.
Christmas.
Why do you make fun of me and my ethnicity?
Christmas.
Okay, let's settle down. I don't roll my R on it.
Christmas.
Don't I dare compare this to The Greatest Showman? Well, I did.
You guys, The Greatest Showman is wonderful. It is. I listen to that soundtrack a lot.
I mean, that's different.
Still. That's way different.
That's way different.
The movie's not great.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. The soundtrack is fine. The movie's really not great.
The soundtrack is incredible, Leo.
It's fine. It's just fine. The problem is when I hear it, I think of that stupid movie.
Oh, God. I was so excited to bring Dylan to that movie, and he hated it.
Dude.
He was like, that was bad.
I love Dylan. Dylan, I know you're listening to this right now. What up? My boy, my dude, my guy. Just remember, Leo, dreams do come true. Whatever. Shut up.
Let's have a discussion.
Let's have a discussion about, about what shows, rides, attractions from the past do you wish you could re-experience at the parks. Sarah and I watched a little series, you know.
Why did you just read it like that?
Because it was how it was written in the email. we watched a series called Defunct Land, where they talk about the older rides that are no longer in theme parks, especially Disney theme parks. And it's a fun little trip down memory lane. We like to reminisce about a more innocent time when we were just wee babes.
Wait, can I tell you what I wish was still there?
Yeah.
The frickin' ride like that they turned into the Stitch experience, but it used to be
the alien encounter.
I just want that because I think I peed my pants, like, literally, when I did that for the first time. And I think it should have been a rite of passage for all children going so naively into Disneyland and having your parents be like, let's try Alien Encounter, right? It's in Tomorrowland.
It's Disney. It can't
be
that
fun.
Crazy.
It's Disney. It's not going to be scary. Don't worry, Keaton. And then they lock you in and, like, basically sacrifice you to an alien being.
Yeah. You want it back?
I do want it back. I want it
After
back.
All that.
I want it back, one, to experience it as an adult, two, to, build character in my own children.
So by frightening the wits out of them. Perfect. I think there are other alternative methods.
I think
La Chancla, but Alien Encounter is a reasonable.
What's La Chancla?
A sandal that you get hit with.
You don't know about the chancla?
Those are my chanclas.
My chicle. Oh, yeah, those are my chanclas.
Those are my chanclas. Wait, is this a chancla?
Yes. But it's not a true chancla until you can throw it like a boomerang with deadly accuracy. 100%. Never miss.
Do you remember
miss.
In Coco when she takes off her shoe?
I do remember when she takes off her shoe.
Yeah. It's a thing. It's in Latino culture, la chancla is like it's like the equivalent of getting whipped with a belt, but without the damage. It's like your grandma or your mom will get mad and they
like
take off the
switch.
It's the switch.
Yeah.
It's like you take it off and then you slap them. But if they're not within arm's reach, like if they're close, you just like, hey, you didn't. Get, you know, it's one of those. But if they're across the room, they could be reading, chancla comes off, bah, hits you in the head. It's like Captain America's shield. It always finds a way to return to its throwing point. And we grew up fearing the chancla. And chanclas came, some were rubber, some were leather.
Did your mom have a chancla?
They always have it, even if they're not wearing chanclas.
I actually got triggered once I saw Keaton's chancla come out.
Did you freak out?
Yeah, the booth.
Okay, Leo, what rider attraction would you like to see return?
I mean, I feel like the obvious answer is the rocket rods, simply because we barely got to experience them ever. And I remember them being functional. Like, I remember being at Disneyland and seeing them running, but they only ran for, like, a month or something like that, like, before they broke down completely and then took them out. But the track is still there. Either do something with the track or, you know, bring them back, like, for some legacy
event. I don't know what these things are.
Okay, you know when you go into Tomorrowland, there's, like, that bridge in the middle of Tomorrowland that everybody goes under. Yep. They use it for shade, and everybody sits under there. That used to be a ride that Disney input in the 90s to sort of like Spice Up Tomorrowland when they took out the People Movers. What?
Okay, yeah. I was like, you know, well, People Mover first.
Well, it was the People Mover.
Yeah.
And then they like were trying to transition it to be these rocket rods, like a fast accelerating ride that took you inside of some of the Tomorrowland attractions, and it was like kind of exciting.
These pictures are for the next story. Sorry.
I mean, we're leading into that. We're leading into that. Essentially... They didn't function. Like, the tracks couldn't handle the speed. The carts were never working. It took so many people to get it going, and then all the engineering to fix all the things. Eventually, it shut down. Not eventually, quickly. It wasn't even up for 6 months. Like, it just never functioned. And so
it was up for longer than that, but it was not, you know,
like up running total. Like, definitely not that long.
Yeah.
Like, very, very brief period of time. I remember going to Disneyland and seeing it. It was when Disney was, like, doing the whole, like, new 90s explosion of Disneyland. We're
it's
cool
the
now.
Revamp of Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
Where they,
yeah.
like, changed the Astro Orbiter and everything.
Astro Orbiter got changed. And so I would like that to be back, or just the People Movers. Like, I want to be inside the fact that you would be inside of Star Tours. I always thought was like looking down on people, because I like to look down on people, you know, because I'm better than
Leo.
I just think that'd be cool. It'd be a cool one to have back. What about you, Sarah?
No, I would want People Mover back. I would want Skybuck. I would want to experience Sky Buckets.
Sky Buckets. Yeah, good one.
Flying Saucers of Tomorrowland. Yeah.
Flying Saucers.
Yeah.
Which one were the Flying Saucers?
The ones in Tomorrowland. It was like Luigi's Flying Tires, original. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I want to know in the chat, what would you guys bring back?
Superstar Limo!
Never in a million years would I ever bring that back. God.
Golden Dreams.
That just sounds bad.
Well, the reason we bring
Burger Invasion.
Oh, what else? What else?
Mulholland Madness.
Tower of Terror. Too soon?
Orange Stinger.
I actually really like... I think they did a really good job on Guardians.
No, I agree.
Malibuumer.
I prefer Malibuumer.
I don't want the Malibuumer back.
What is
I never went
Malibuumer?
On that. The Malibuumer was a free fall ride, like in the middle of California.
It was like a Knott's Berry Farm.
It was just a shoot 'em up.
Oh, really?
Completely outside.
I loved it. Well, it was on the back. It was like on the backside of Screamin'.
It was in the middle of Screamin'.
Yeah.
It's where they're gonna put Emotional Whirlwind.
Yeah. It was one of those rides where you go up, you like...
Yeah, and then they just drop you.
Yeah.
It was awesome. But it wasn't that high. It wasn't as high as like a Knott's Berry Farm or like...
The Knott's Berry Farm, I can't do those ones.
Dude, those are so fun though.
No, they're too much.
Yeah,
like,
but the thing is like...
plunging to my death, no.
But you're not plunging. Like, you're always attached to this pole that's like super steady.
No, but I can't see it. Like, that's why I'm okay with...
You know, you can feel it.
No, but I just... When I'm looking out, I don't have that type of imagination, Leo, and I just panic.
Okay,
that's fair.
Sarah would never go on it either.
I never went
on it. I can do Guardians because Guardians, I'm in an encased like thing. Yeah. I'm like, okay, cool.
So if you die, you know that you're going to be like... inside of something when you die, so that's good.
Leo!
That's good. All right. Jumping Jellyfish.
It was taller than Jumping Jellyfish.
It was much taller. At least two times.
Yeah, it was at least two times taller. Wait, let's see.
Wait, can you just show me a picture of this thing? Because I just want to see it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, what other rides have been at the park?
Jumping Jellyfish is 180 feet tall.
That's a good trivia question.
Malibuumer, wait, what?
Is 180 feet tall.
That doesn't make any sense.
I would bring back Autopia. That's what I would bring back.
It's back.
Can we click this?
Wait, hold on.
Unfortunately.
Oh, this is about the Malibuumer. Okay.
Oh.
She's just Googling stuff.
How tall was Jumping Jellyfish?
Oh, my gosh. The reason we bring this up, ladies and gentlemen, sorry for that little...
40 feet. Jumbo jellyfish is only 40 feet.
It's nothing. A T-Rex is 20 feet. So, like, it's like the T-Rex on top of, like, riding a T-Rex. It's so dumb.
That's not how you spell it.
Yeah, Country Bears is considered an attraction.
It was right 100%.
Oh, my God. Bam. It was right. That's so random.
And, like, you just are on it.
Yeah. And there's, like...
I did that. I remember writing that.
Yeah.
I had not been there.
Anyways, I digress. The reason we bring it up is because there's an exhibit that just opened up in Sherman Oaks called That's from Disneyland. And we recently got to go. We got to go to a little bit of a preview event, a community event there. And it was amazing. So essentially, it's a...
private collection.
It's a private collection.
From this guy named Richard, who has been collecting stuff forever, and he's going to auction it off at the end of the month, but before then he wanted to share it with everybody.
But it's extremely rare and elaborate stuff. Like, some of it should be in a museum, and hopefully some of it ends up in a museum.
Look at this big
deep. Look at that. Like, how did he even get that home?
I don't know, like, man.
He must be baller.
And, like, yeah, Skyway Buckets, ride vehicles, they have a Rocket Rod, they have Space Mountain
they
ride
had a
vehicles,
Rocket Rod.
They have Snow White ride vehicles, they have Peter Pan ride vehicles,
like
they have
the Mr. Toad ride vehicles.
They have, like, yeah, they had, like, the devil from Mr. Toad. Like.
My fave, Club Disney, they have Small World dolls, they have the Melted Snow White, the attractions posters.
What is the Melted map. Snow White from?
I don't know, I didn't read the plaque. I
should have read the plaque.
Yeah. I'm going to look it plaque. Up. Excuse me while I go.
They have the stretching room portraits, they have
yes, it's
the
one
sign.
Guy's collection.
Yeah, it's one.
One man. One man, one mouse, one dream.
Mm-hmm. It's open till the end of the month.
It's in Sherman Oaks.
Sherman Oaks. It's free.
It's in an abandoned sports authority building.
Yeah, no, it's open till the end of the month, and it's completely free to go. So you guys should go there. Yeah. You should go to there.
And you can buy things there. You don't have to, like, wait. Not all things are auctioned off at the end of the month.
Yeah, like, they have a lot of animation cells that are just available for you to buy.
Someone was showing me that they had an animation cell from The Little Mermaid. It was the ship. It was, like, the hand-painted cell of, like, the bow, I guess, of the ship where Ariel goes down to find the Dinglehopper. And that's all it was. It was just, like, the clear plastic with the, but, I mean, it was, like, $250 because it was one used in the film. And I thought that was really, it was really cool to see it up close. You could see, like, the paint brush strokes and everything. It was really cool. Yeah, a lot of little ceramic collectibles, McDonald's collectibles, like everything there. If it was Disney and it was a collectible, it's probably there. They had the original sea monster from the submarine ride.
Yeah.
How the heck did he get that?
I don't know, man.
There must have only been like one or two ever made of those.
No, it was definitely like only one.
Probably. How does he have it? And he had one of the mermaids from the lagoon? Mm-hmm. What? What? How?
I don't know.
Did you meet him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually didn't like really talk to him, but
yeah,
he was there.
Yeah, we didn't talk to him, but he was there, yeah. And his son was there too. Like, hats off to that guy. Who does he know? What kind of black market voodoo is he doing?
He's Alan Menken's agent and Richard Sherman's agent and Danny Elfman's agent, and he puts on the concerts at the Hollywood Bowl, the Disney ones.
I just want to say you completely ruined all of the mystery for me. Now I get it, and it's not fun anymore. Yeah, John Stamos was there, yeah.
And his son looks like...
And I definitely didn't say hi to him.
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, it kind of does.
His son looks like...
And Caitlin... Was there?
Caitlin, yeah, I saw that.
John and Caitlin were there. I will be very surprised if John Stamos doesn't buy something. Eventually.
John Stamos is just going to buy it all and make his own Disney museum.
If he wanted to. Yeah. Anyways, it was really cool. What was your favorite thing there?
The Club Disney sign.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. The Club Disney sign.
Because I love Club Disney.
Yeah. You know, honestly, weirdly, one of my favorite things there was the rockets, the Astro Orbiter thing. What do you call this? From Tomorrowland.
Astro Orbiter.
Like, they had one of the rockets there. And I thought that was so cool because I remember going in that when I was a very, very little kid and being so terrified. Like, thinking, because my dad kept, like, let's go higher, you know? And I was like, we're going to go to space. Like, we're going to fly. We're going to fly. The ride's going to break. We're going to break off of this thing, and we're going to fly to space, and this thing can only go up and down. How are we going to turn? Like in my mind, it wasn't just going to collapse and fall to the ground, and we were going to plummet to our death. In my mind, we were going to break off and zoom through the stars without the ability to turn right or left. We'd have to leave.
Wait, I'm going
to
try and find out.
What are the dates?
What the Snow White. It's until, like, the 25th. Okay.
Yeah, so you have a little bit of time. I kind of want to go back, but I don't.
Jose the audio
Dylan really wants to go.
I'll go in
text. Will you go with us?
Yeah.
Okay, let's plan a day because
It's cool. Like, they have, like, all the Frontierland stuff.
They also have
they have Jose from the Tiki Room.
Yeah.
Like the original
that. Zay. I know. That was cool.
Oh, by the way, if you guys want to see some of the stuff, you can go to my Instagram, at Mr. Leo Zombie, and I actually have highlights of the event. And I took pictures and video of like almost all of the big attractions there. So head over to my Instagram and check those out now, and then drop me a line. Let me know what you think.
There's like some really, really cool events happening.
I totally forgot I did that.
Also, there's this like... there is an event with Paul Scheer, and Rachel Bloom is going, which is why I'm like kind of freaking out. Like a lot of celebrities are going to that one. And then there's a scavenger hunt, and then there's Malton on Movies with Leonard Maltin, and Floyd Norman's going to be there. Oh my God, wait, what?
I wish this was like
Alan Menken concert. I actually have been wanting to take...
At the thing?
Yeah, but it's like really expensive.
Yeah, it's such a small venue.
Yeah. Yikes.
Okay.
I've been like wanting to take my mom to that, but I can't afford $200 tickets, so.
This guy's saying I look like a guy from ESPN. I gotta look him up. Mike Greenberg? Who's
what?
That? Mike.
Oh my gosh.
Greenberg.
Anyway.
I don't look like Mike Greenberg. Dude, get out of here. His eyebrows, he doesn't even have eyebrows. He's got creepy brows with no hair. You're canceled, bro. Get out.
Suspense.
Just kidding. You don't have to get out. I love you, but I don't look like him.
Oh, that would be cool.
Can we tweet this link? Just look up... That's
from Disneyland.
From Disneyland.com, yeah.
That's from Disneyland.com.
Yeah.
I wanted to see...
How much time do you need when you're there?
At least a couple hours.
Yeah. If you really want to take it all in. But the only two things you can... The only three things you can get in to take a picture are Mr. Toad's car, Snow White's car, and which was, I believe... It was Sneezy...
There's a haunted mansion.
The bucket. You could be in the bucket. The sky bucket.
Yeah. There's a haunted mansion photo op where they had like a tube that you could sit on
and
with
the
all
paintings,
the stretching portraits.
That was
kind
of cool. I would say go check it out. I'm just thinking like, what a unique thing to exist.
Yeah.
He's got every map, like every Disneyland map from inside the parks from like, you know, they would like... When they added something to the park or they change whatever it is, they would get rid of the map in the beginning. You know, what is it? In Town Hall, they have like a map of the whole park. Then they take that down every time they upgrade it and they put a new one. And he has the old maps, all of them. They're all there. It's crazy. I was just like, dude, I'm going to be Alan Menken's.
You're shook.
I am so shook. Like, I was walking through flabbergasted. Like, I was thinking, this is an exhibit by Disney. Like, this isn't...
All used to be in his house.
Can you imagine that house?
What is this?
It's either very crowded or very huge.
Yeah.
Melted Snow White? Melted Snow White is literally the icon for my Instagram story highlights because her face...
I liked it.
It's like me on a Tuesday.
Why are Tuesdays so rough for you, Leo?
Because, you know, it's like you just got through Monday and you know that the next day is hump day. And it's like you just sort of like, this is my chance to melt. And you just kind of go...
Yeah, they like love making it a meme.
What, the Snow White?
She's
very memeable.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, guys, stop talking about Mike Greenberg in the chat. I got it.
The exhibit is open until August 26th, Wednesday to Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. every day.
Yeah.
Free.
Totally
no
free.
RSVP necessary.
Yeah.
And if you want to bid, you can do so online.
Well, no, it wasn't in a warehouse, Allison Scott. It was literally amongst his house.
He had some in a warehouse, but most of it was in his house.
That's not cool lore. Okay, it was in his house, and his house is haunted.
Really?
Yes.
Do you know
by
that?
By a colonel.
Oh.
Like an old...
You know that John Stamos already has a big Disney D?
Yeah.
Hey. Yowza! Good night, everybody. Yeah, he's got a full house, you might say.
No, I remember I did a helicopter tour of LA, and we like flew over, and they pointed out the D.
Yeah,
it was that
they
thing.
Did.
I could see it from the sky.
I could see that D.
You don't
get that confidence simply by being on full house. So, yeah, gosh.
I think Dylan needs to get a big D.
It would be great for him to take a picture in front of that.
Wouldn't it? Yeah. I'm going to make him go.
That big old D.
Just so you guys know, current bid for Peter Pan's flight attraction vehicle, $70,000.
That's it? A meager.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he selling it? Did they ever say?
The Snow White attraction vehicle, no bids yet, but estimates $6,000 to $8,000.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. No, but it's going to go over that. This is the melted Snow White was a Snow White window display from the 1970s, an extremely rare display figure of Snow White.
And terrifying.
No bids yet. $500 to $700. It's definitely going to go for more than that.
I want to buy it.
Yeah.
Would you be mad if I bid like $5,000 on it?
Yeah.
Why?
I'd be like, take me on a trip.
To Disneyland.
To
1970s Disney.
Alani.
Yeah.
Moana.
Sorry, I'm trying.
All right, here's my question for the chat.
Submarine Voyage animatronic mermaid, an original animatronic mermaid prop from Disneyland's Submarine Voyage. $15,000 to $25,000. Submarine Voyage animatronic sea serpent, possibly the most iconic portion of the original Submarine Voyage attraction, was its grand finale encounter with the sea monster. No bids yet, but $30,000 to $50,000 estimated. It will be above that for sure.
Oh my goodness. Sarah, what are you going to get?
All right, here's my question to the chat. If you could own one piece of Disney memorabilia or piece of Disneyland, it doesn't have to be something that's not there anymore. It could be something that is currently there. Anything Disney-related, what would it be? Preferably something cool. Don't be lame. What would you own? What would you own? Would you own the Peter Pan's Flight pirate ship ride?
No.
A Doom buggy?
I don't want you to do anything. I want the castle.
You want the castle?
I want the whole castle.
It's maybe, you know, the little thing around the castle? They have the little, like, things with the little owl and the little bunny. Just, like, one whole thing. A whole turret with the little owl.
I would really like, actually, the wishing well.
Oh, the wishing well.
The wishing well in your backyard.
Yeah, in my backyard.
Would you want it to be going?
No.
I'll take Minnie's wishing well if she's taking that one.
Okay.
Oh, Mickey's mailbox as her mailbox.
Mailbox.
That'd be cool, right?
That would be
mail
cool.
Mail time.
That'd be pretty cool.
Babe, the Rocket Rod's attraction vehicle, only current bid of
$5,000. Does he accept Venmo?
Does he accept Venmo?
I feel like I would want something from the Haunted Mansion.
That Dylan would definitely want something from the Haunted Mansion.
I would honestly, if they have the original picture.
I want the shaking dog.
Oh, the dog with the keys from Pirates would be so.
Pirates would be a really cool.
Yeah.
Like to have any of that treasure or like a piece from Pirates would be really cool.
I want the dog with the keys like at my door, like to greet people. You know, like when you walk in, the dog.
Pasta would have an issue with that.
Listen, Pasta can shut up. I want that. Just kidding. I'll train Pasta to hold keys. Actually, she kind of looks like that dog.
She does kind of look like.
I gotta get the keys. I gotta get them keys.
That keys.
God, there's so many cool things. You know, Madame Leota would be cool. Or like,
oh yeah.
Oh, Madame Leota.
Or the Nutcracker
be scary.
From like her table from the Christmas when it's Christmas.
I don't like the Christmas version.
Is that what's cursed?
Yeah, I know.
If you touch it, bad things happen to you.
What?
That's why I want it.
That's what they say.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you touched it?
No.
She is cursed. That's how she ended up with me.
Like cast members.
Oh.
Don't touch it.
The last one who touched it died.
Wait, touch what?
There's like a, when they do Nightmare Before Christmas Haunted Mansion, they have a little nutcracker in front of Leota that's just going, yeah. Sometimes he's mouthing along to what she's saying, sometimes he's not, and he's cursed.
What?
So says the cast member who gave me my backstage
so
tour
says I,
of the Haunted Davy Mansion Jones. When I was in the Disney College program fall 2011.
Okay.
I want to prove it. I want to touch it.
Touch the butt.
He's not a touch
touch
the butt.
Touche the booty.
God,
there's so many things. Tweet at me. Listen, because I actually... Legit one, and I like want to continue this conversation. So tweet at me.
Yeah, this is a really cool.
This is a fun one. Like I really like this. So at Leo Zombie on Twitter or at Mr. Leo Zombie on Instagram, follow me too. That'd be cool. But like tweet at me, legitimately tweet because when I get home off this show, like when we finish the show, I always get on Twitter to see who's tweeting at me. There's always like two or three people that legitimately do continue the conversation, and I love it. I love talking to you guys after the show because it's such a I'm like hyped.
I really like when you guys like put our faces in like
Photoshop.
So that's my favorite.
Remember when we used to do that? We used to be like homework assignment.
Remember the otter one?
The otter one was cute.
And I remember the willow one. I those popped up on
my thing recently,
and I was just laughing out loud because I was like, we look so ridiculous in the willow one, and the otter ones we just look adorable.
What otter one?
From
otter
Dory.
One? From Dory.
I'm just kidding. I'm like, what otter one are you talking about? Hey, that's kind of it though, guys. We're out of time. 40 seconds left.
Let's just talk about Christopher Robin when Keaton has seen it.
Thank you.
Because we're not going to do spoilers anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
It was good.
Yeah, it was fun. Is what you expected.
I heard it was like lots of feels, which I'm ready to
It's very feely. Yeah.
Really feely?
Yeah, it's about a house.
House.
You don't have a Twitter, but if you have an Instagram, you can message me on there, Mr. Leo Zombie.
Thanks for watching, guys.
Thank you guys so much for watching.
Where do we follow all everybody?
Oh, well, you can follow me on Instagram at Mr. Leo Zombie or on Twitter at Leo Zombie. But also make sure you follow the Popcorn Talk Network here on YouTube. The Popcorn, like, subscribe down there, Popcorn Talk Network, and follow them on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk.
I'm Sarah. You can find me on Twitter at @SarahSterling_ on Instagram at @SarahGSterling.
That's true.
And you guys can find me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey.
That is also true. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We really, really appreciate your company. And, you know, go see some Disneyland somewhere.
Howdy. Bye.
I love you so hard.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.